The Mystery of Reason. Reason is a puzzle wrapped in mystery, not just because of its flaws, but also because of its murky origins. Unlike a superhero, it's not flawless but rather human, prone to errors and limitations. Our brains often trip up, leading us into logical traps when we try to reason. How we ask questions significantly influences our thinking abilities. Long ago, folks viewed reason as a product of evolution, something that made us special among creatures. But why didn't our animal pals get a slice of the reasoning pie? Well, science suggests that evolving reason might be like finding a perfect fit for a specific job, sort of like fitting into a unique, ecological niche. Reasoning, fast and slow. When we think through things, it's not always as straightforward as just following logical steps. Modern studies suggest that our reasoning process can be quite complex. Sometimes, we skip over logical steps because we want to think quickly, or because we already have a conclusion in mind and we're just trying to justify it afterward. Back in the 1960s, a psychologist named Peter Wasson showed that a lot of people rely more on intuition than strict logic. Since then, scholars have come up with what's called the dual process theory. This theory breaks down reasoning into two main types. Type 1 is the fast, almost automatic way we process information, especially when we're dealing with familiar tasks. It's quick and often unconscious. On the other hand, type 2 reasoning is slower and more deliberate. It's the kind of thinking that involves language and takes more effort. Distinct characteristics of type 1 and type 2 reasoning. These two types of reasoning often work together, but they have distinct characteristics. Type 1 relies on shortcuts called heuristics to speed up the process, while type 2 is more about careful, logical thinking that requires time and concentration, intuition, and inference. Instead of relying on conscious thinking all the time, we often use our intuition and inference to steer through life. Thinkers like René Descartes believed reason led to certainty, but others, like philosopher David Hume, questioned its reliability. Hume pointed out that while reasoning has its place, it's not the same as inference. In our daily lives, we rely heavily on inference, which doesn't always involve conscious reasoning. When we gather new information, we often do it by building upon what we already know. This process of integration happens through perception, where our brain's specialized modules work together to gather information without us consciously reasoning through every step. The role of intuition and inferential modules in thinking. Intuition is like thinking about your own thinking. It uses inference, which means making educated guesses based on what you perceive. When people think, they rely on intuitive guesses about why things happen. These guesses come from what we can call inferential modules. When someone has an intuition, it feels like it just comes to them naturally, and they trust it because it feels right. People also have thoughts about why they feel a certain way intuitively. This means they can think about their intuitions. The modular model of the mind. Instead of viewing the mind as one general intelligence, modern psychologists see it as having different parts that work together. These parts, or modules, are like specialized tools in our minds that help us think and learn. When we learn new things, our natural tendencies influence how we approach and understand them. There's this idea of a learning instinct that helps us bridge the gap between what we instinctively know and what we learn through experience. Opportunistic cognition through evolutionary psychology. Before Charles Darwin's time, thinkers grappled with the concept of unconscious inference. Around the 9th century, an Arabic scholar proposed that the speed of our thinking depends on how familiar we are with the problem. It suggests that we solve problems more slowly when they're new, but faster when they're familiar. Representations in inferential brain processes. Inferences, or conclusions drawn from evidence, rely on what we call representations. When living beings make inferences, they're essentially using mental models or representations. These processes become inferential when they either make information more trustworthy or reveal more information. Different parts of our brains might handle the same information in different ways. Representation in human intellect. Representation plays a key role in how our minds work. One remarkable aspect of human intellect is our ability to represent representations. This means we can think about things and then think about those thoughts. These meta-representations are crucial for our understanding of others' minds, often referred to as theory of mind. It's basically knowing that other people have thoughts and feelings of their own. Our minds are inherently social. We're wired to keep track of what others are thinking and feeling. Human reasoning and behavior. Humans use reason to think and explain their beliefs. There are two types of reasons: objective and psychological. Objective reasons are based on facts, while psychological reasons are how we see those facts. Many think psychological reasons drive our actions, but actually, they mostly justify them afterward. We use reason to explain ourselves to others and to assess others' justifications. Sometimes, we use reasons to justify past actions, retrospective use, and other times, to argue for new decisions, prospective use. While we used to see these as separate, they actually overlap. Sigmund Freud's work on the unconscious challenged the idea that we fully understand our own minds. Cognitive psychology suggests that many mental processes occur without us realizing it. This means we often don't know how our minds work and might even make up explanations for them. Human behavior and social interaction. Human behavior is influenced by social factors and adapts to different situations. Modules, which are essentially mental processes that make quick, intuitive judgments based on specific information, help us make decisions without formal reasoning. People often use reasons to explain and justify their actions, which helps shape their reputation. These reasons also signal how they are likely to behave in the future. Individuals share and justify their actions by presenting reasons to others in their society. Having a reputation for being rational is generally seen as positive, although what is considered rational can vary between different cultures. Language and reasoning. Words like but help us draw conclusions. Social functioning relies on language for reasoning. Instead of relying solely on formal models like syllogisms or word definitions, it's more practical to consider what people mean when they use a word. The context can change a word's meaning. Rules for reasoning, both externally and internally, don't always override common ways of expression and interpretation. When people discuss complex social issues, they often don't completely agree. Scientists have better chances of understanding each other because they follow similar rules for conducting research. Social nature of human reasoning. Human reasoning isn't just about thinking by yourself. It's crucial for working together with others. Unlike many animals, humans cooperate a lot, and to do that, they need to understand each other's thoughts. Reasoning helps us figure out social rules, which are like guidelines for how to behave. People talk to each other in more complicated ways than animals do. This is helpful, but it means we have to be careful about trusting what others say. We need to be watchful and judge whether someone is reliable or not. Reason and bias. When scientists look at reason within an evolutionary framework, they analyze how people adapt for practical purposes. But when we focus on reason itself, bias becomes a challenge. Bias can lead to different types of cognitive behaviors. Some biases prompt us to take shortcuts or try to use reason even when we have limited information. Other biases are more harmful, involving falsification. For centuries, Philosophers and scholars have argued that testing our ideas by trying to disprove them helps guard against confirmation bias, the tendency to seek out information that supports what we already think. People often defend their own views as if they're their own lawyers in what's known as my side bias. A common way to get better at thinking is to listen to different viewpoints. In everyday life, we chat back and forth, sharing ideas to make them stronger. We're tougher on others' reasoning than on our own. We tend to accept weak arguments from ourselves but not from others. One way to fix this bias is to judge our own thinking as if someone else did it, but there's a downside to reasoning. Sometimes, we only use it to defend what we already believe. In groups, everyone might agree even if they're wrong, a problem called groupthink. Also, most people think they're better than they really are in many things. Social influence and decision-making. In today's world, people encounter a wider range of people and topics than ever before. This means they often lean towards choices that are easier to explain socially. People tend to make decisions based on what will maintain or enhance their social standing. Certain errors in reasoning encourage this kind of thinking. In most situations where people interact, reasoning serves its purpose well. When individuals can freely exchange ideas, groups tend to function better than individuals alone. Particularly in tasks like making predictions, sharing thoughts among group members significantly boosts performance. When individuals aren't firmly committed to a particular viewpoint, exposure to compelling arguments can lead them to change their minds. Reasoning across cultures. People from different cultures think and argue in their unique ways, but deep down, we all have the same ability to reason. Even if the way we talk or express ourselves differs, our innate capacity for reasoning stays the same. Research comparing societies with and without writing systems, and also Eastern and Western cultures, shows this. Each culture has its own rules for how to reason and what counts as a good argument, but when it comes to how individuals and groups behave, we see similar patterns across different cultures. When people in a group can share their reasoning, the group tends to make better decisions than individuals alone. From a young age, kids start to develop reasoning habits that resemble adults. How parents raise them can influence this. Kids with parents who just give orders tend to reason less and not as well as kids whose parents explain things to them. This shows that people can get better at reasoning. Enhance moral reasoning through better practices. Many experts see moral reasoning as different from other types of reasoning, but the same rules apply across the board. People tend to use their reasoning to defend their beliefs, whether they're moral or not. But people can learn to reason better, whether it's about morals or other topics. They do this by being exposed to strong reasoning, becoming experts, and sharing examples and evidence when they reason together. Key points. 1. Reasoning involves both fast, intuitive thinking and slow, deliberate processing, influenced by past experiences and shortcuts. 2. Human minds consist of specialized modules that work together, allowing us to understand and journey through the world. 3. Social interactions heavily influence reasoning, shaping both individual behavior and group dynamics. 4. Bias and cognitive limitations affect reasoning, but exposure to diverse perspectives can improve critical thinking skills. 5. Language plays a vital role in reasoning, allowing for complex social interactions and communication of ideas. 6. Reasoning evolves from childhood and varies across cultures, but the underlying capacity remains consistent.